Okay, we are back. I'm Dave Foster. On the line with us, Brian Graykon of Brian Graykon and Associates, a professional educator. And good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Dave. How are you?
I'm well. And I wanted to talk to you about, I know you are presenting two seminars at TICE, and I was very anxious in that I see the needs out there as being great. And I know that your seminars always seem to have no seats available. And I wanted to get you on here and talk about one. And the first one that you're going to be offering, I think this is one you're presenting on the 19th of January. Correct me if I'm wrong. And that is called Right on the Money. Talk about that.
Yeah, I will start by correcting. Right on the Money is a seminar that's on Tuesday, January 17th at 12:20 in the afternoon.
Okay. Well,
and MONEY is an acronym here. Each letter stands for something. And the subtitle is Marketing Opportunities Never End. Yes, because we all want to increase our business, whatever's going on in the economy, government policy, and all the sources of stress that we're going to have in our lives for the next year or two. So we're going to talk about marketing opportunities and strategies and techniques that people can use both before a sale is made as well as after the sale is made.
Do you think salespeople see training like this, these seminars, as something that means at the end of the year will help them make a lot more money? Do you think they see it in those terms?
I think they do, and I think that's what they're hoping for when they go to the workshops. And certainly the workshops are very well attended at TICE. It's one of the major features of the show, and well worth it. I happen to be on the education committee for the TICE show, and so I see the effort that goes into selecting and coaching the topics and the presenters and making sure it's going to give great value to the presenters. And so those people come there, and a well-designed and well-presented workshop will give people that value. They'll get a lot from it and be really glad they went to the show.
Well, that's really, I know that there has been a lot of people show up for the seminars, and that has been pretty crowded for the last several years, and I think that speaks very highly of this industry.
It sure does. It's one of the main reasons for people to go to the show, as well as meet and interact with the vendors and a lot of people from the industry.
And I guess talk to their peers, too. And I know that it seems like from my sticking my head into some of your seminars, they're very interactive.
We work hard to make that happen because people can learn from one another. And we can give them new ideas, but a good workshop should include practice and application of those ideas. And if people can do that together, just talk to the buddy beside you, you know, work on an issue, give us an answer, then you're a step in the direction of people using the information when they get back to the job.
I gotcha. Now, Right on the Money, you said that's an acronym. Start out, tell us about this and tell us about the M part of that.
Well, M is for marketing, and so we're going to talk about several techniques and illustrate those techniques that people can use to improve their marketing. And we'll give people a chance in the workshop to actually work on those techniques for their business. The first one is taglines. Taglines is a fancy word for slogans. Like in the Super Bowl this year, the Lexus company for their RC350 car had the tagline, "Let's play." They didn't say anything about transportation. It was certainly about entertainment and having fun with your new Lexus RC350. General Nutrition Company right now has a tagline, "Beat Average." And, you know, you can think of many taglines that you've had over the years. What we're going to ask people to do is think about their business, what their tagline is, or we'll give them a technique on how to create a tagline. For example, if a customer said to you, "When I think of your business, I think," and then a blank. How would you fill in that blank? That's probably your tagline. We'll generate a process where people can ask their staff in, for example, a biweekly sales meeting to think about taglines and think about them from the customer and the sales perspective and maybe come up with a newer, better tagline. We'll also look at the use of taglines in business-to-business interactions, not just consumer sales, because a tagline is really very related to a business's brand position. And that tells you a lot about the business. And we'll talk about how to use taglines in your sales conversations in a business-to-business context.
Do you think
so? That's the first of several topics we'll cover in that particular workshop.
Do you think most retailers, as it been your experience in seminars like this, feel the need or even have a tagline?
I think there's a need. A lot don't, and maybe a lot haven't given it as much attention as it deserves. You know, it's hard putting your essence into 2 to 4 words, a slogan kind of thing. Mark Twain, I think, is credited for having said once, if I had more time, I'd have written you a shorter letter. And here is the extreme version of that. You know, come up with 2 or 4 words that describe your essence, which is why the second tactic that we'll talk about is the use of log lines. The word log line comes out of the movie industry. For example, if I said to you, a stranded astronaut becomes the best botanist on the planet, and that was a description of a movie, you'd probably think of the movie The Martian. Or if I said a pilot struggles both before and after his heroic rescue of an airplane in a river, you might think of the movie Sully. So what's the 10, 20, 30 words that you can use to describe why a customer should buy from your business? And again, in that workshop, we'll go through an exercise where people will be given a chance to do that. I'm also going to ask people who are registered for that session to send me video examples of their log line beforehand, and I'll use a few during the workshop to illustrate. It's really easy these days to record yourself on video and come up with a log line, and you might come up with some that you can use in your business. You can put on YouTube about your business, put on your Facebook page, and we'll illustrate that. And oh, by the way, people who send me those videos will be entered into a drawing for a couple Starbucks gift cards.
Interesting. You know, it seems like with more and more people shopping online, and I suspect we can say that 80-90% of consumers who end up buying floor coverings start somewhere online. And I think it's imperative that you impress people in a very, very short time. And it would seem to me a log line would be an excellent way to do that.
Yeah, and it has other value if you do it on video. People stay longer on your page, your Facebook page, your website, if they're watching a video. And the longer they stay on your page, the higher your ranking in a Google search, for example. So video is a great way to communicate your message. It also personalizes your message if you have your salespeople actually presenting the information in the video, not some, you know, actor that you paid.
I see. What's your next point?
We'll talk about word clouds. You may have seen graphics somewhere on the web, somewhere on television, a bunch of interlocking words, different sizes, different fonts. That's called a word cloud. It's a graphic that takes the most commonly used words in text and displays them as a graphic. And the more a word is used, the bigger the word is for its impact on the presentation. We'll talk about and actually illustrate a method to create word clouds, say from your website, your Facebook page, a competitor's website, and use these free, very quick-to-use word clouds to do competitive analysis or to consider what message you're really sending. If you think you're sending a fashion message, but you do a word cloud of your web page and it's all about price, 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 it's a free way in 1 to 2 minutes to do a quick evaluation or competitive analysis of what message you're really sending to the marketplace. So we'll look at word clouds as a marketing technique and particularly an analysis technique. Free and something you can do in a minute or two.
This will conclude the first part of a two-part series featuring Brian Gracon of Brian Gracon & Associates. We're talking about a seminar that he'll be leading at TICE. It's entitled Right on the Money. We'll air part 2 of this series on Thursday. This is Flow Radio.